Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101, Podcast of the Ages. All about relationships, alcoholism, and drug addictions. How to create the life that we've always wanted and we always desired and dreamed of. We'll be right back with a topic and today's episode. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101, hosted by Stefan Neff, owner and operator of Thank You Life 101. Creates online programs, face-to-face meetings, and groups. Hello and welcome to my podcast. I am Stefan Neff, the host of this podcast. Today's topic is all about confidence and how it's linked to addiction and trust issues. So I want to tell you a little story. Now, back in the past, you know, I had these trust issues. And the reason why I had trust issues is because my parents did not trust me. They didn't trust me that I could make the right decision, the right choices, and create the life that I've always wanted. So why is trust connected with addictions? So when you have trust within yourself, when you believe yourself, there's often a bond between the trust in yourself and the trust that people give you. So when I was a little kid, and even in my teenage years, my father never trusted me to do things unless he taught me first. He always had to teach me 14, 15, 20 times before I got it. So this moved into my adulthood that every time that I thought I wasn't sure about something or I didn't trust myself, I always held back. I always held back on wanting to do certain things and that I wanted to do, and I had this belief that I couldn't do it unless I was taught numerous times. So when if I didn't get something, it frustrated me to no end, and this created a lack of confidence within myself. Now, this connection between confidence, trust, and belief in ourselves and addictions comes from this trust, because we don't want to trust people. We don't want to trust ourselves. But the substance that we're addicted to, there's no trust. It's just a substance. It's an object. So how can we have any kind of trust issues with something that's not have feelings, thoughts, and actions? It means human beings. Now just imagine if you were addicted to people. Just imagine you were addicted to people. It means you want to be with people. You want to care for people. But it all starts with trusting yourself. You have to trust people. You have to trust and believe and trust yourself. Now when you have a life of addictions and gambling, drugs, alcohol, etc., you fall into this trap. You fall into this trap of not having the confidence to create the life that you've always wanted. And that comes from our childhood. So how do you get over that? So truly understanding that we actually can trust us, have trust within ourselves. We have a belief that we can be more than we're meant to be, or more than we are now. It's always a learning process, always learning, always believing that you can be more, have more, do more in life. So how do you build confidence in your children, in yourself? How do you build confidence? It starts with allowing the trust. Allowing to believe in yourself. Because confidence is not taught. It comes from when you're a little kid. So just imagine, you know, your mother or father, and you're walking in the kitchen, and your mother's cooking something, and she tells you, "Don't touch the stove, because that's hot." It means you're, "Oh, I'm going to be afraid to touch the stove." Or your father goes, or mother is cooking something, and you said, "Well, can I help?" "Oh, I have to teach you how to. Unless you know how to, I have to teach you." There is no confidence within our children to allow them to do on their own. Just give them a knife and allow them to chop vegetables. Make it on their own. Allow them to do. Because as like I said, in the past, I was taught like 15, 20 times before I was allowed to do anything. And then I gave up because I wanted to go do it. Until we understand that we want to just go and do, we want to do it. We just want to do it. We don't want people to teach us. We want to just do and make mistakes on our own. What's wrong with making mistakes? I was so in tune with making mistakes when I was a kid because whatever reason, my father or my mother didn't allow me to do what I wanted to do. Because if I made a mistake, it means, no, I'll do it myself. That's what my parents said. I'll just do it myself. Allowing us to make mistakes, allowing our children to make mistakes, allowing ourselves to make mistakes. And this moves into our adulthood now, and we're so afraid to make mistakes because we don't know what people are going to think of us. Well, that was me. I wasn't sure what people would think of me because if I made a mistake, they're not going to trust me. Well, because I didn't trust myself, because I had this lack of trust within myself. And when you start believing in yourself, you start trusting yourself. Yes, I can make a mistake. Doesn't matter if you make mistakes or not. Learn from them. And if you make a mistake again, learn from them. It's just like addictions. When you get a relapse, that's a learning experience. But if you stay in that trap and never learn from those mistakes, then you're just going to continue moving on the same path. So trust yourself. Believe in yourself. Most important to believe in oneself. Because when you allow and when you want people to believe in you, you got to believe in yourself. Make mistakes. Create the life that you've always wanted on a day-to-day basis. So trust. Trust yourself. Create that bond within yourself that you can do anything that's possible in life. Do anything and everything that's possible in life. Because nothing's stopping you. And I've said this before, the only person that's stopping you is you. And I keep almost saying that to myself. The only person that's stopping myself is myself. So create the life that you've always wanted. So I'd like to thank you all for listening to my podcast today. And we'll be right back with a recap after this. Hello, welcome back. We're doing a little bit of a recap. It's all about confidence and trust issues connecting with addictions. So the one thing is, starts with our children. And if you have children, allow them to do. Just allow them to do. Don't force them to do stuff that they don't want to do. Don't teach. Just hand them the knife. Start chopping vegetables. Let them create their own confidence that they can do things on their own. So important. So the key, the recap is allow, and for ourselves, allow ourselves to make mistakes. Because there's nothing wrong with making mistakes. And if you have this fear of making mistakes, make lots of them. Tons of them. And if you're like me, myself, I made lots of mistakes, but I didn't learn from them. Learn from your mistakes. Because that's key, is learning from your mistakes. So everybody, I would thank you, and I'm so happy and grateful that you listened to my podcast today. So I'd love you all to create the life that you've always wanted, you've always desired, and dreamed of. And we're out.